This is Radio Nepal. I am Essence. Rest of the news, the headlines first. Humla's District Administration Office reports that victims of the glacial lake outburst in Tilgaon have been relocated to safe places and provided with relief supplies. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology projects more than average rainfall and heat during this year's monsoon period. Newly appointed Governor Dr. Bishwanath Paudel pledges to adopt monetary measures for facilitating smooth implementation of government's fiscal policy. Public Account Committee decides to direct anti-graft body CIAA to investigate the conclusion of corruption in construction of Pokhara Airport. And 6 Ukrainian soldiers killed in Russian strike on training exercise. Now the news in detail. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has projected that there will be more than average rainfall and heat during this year's monsoon period. Meteorologists made this projection public at the National Monsoon Forum 2082 organized by the department in Lalitpur today. Senior meteorologist Bibhuti Pokhrel of the department said there will be more than average rainfall and heat during this year's monsoon period. Senior meteorologist Prativa Manandhar of the department said, in Nepal's perspective, 80% of the rainfall occurs during the monsoon season and urges to minimize its damage. The period from June to September is considered the monsoon period. The department has stated that more than 300 people die and more than $200 million in damage occurs in Nepal every year during the monsoon season. 32 flood-affected victims of glacial lake outburst in Tilgaon of Namkha Rural Municipality 6 in Humla District have been relocated to safe places and provided with relief supplies. Humla Chief District Officer Naran Pandey said the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority team mobilized by the ministry to study the Namkha flood has reached Nepalganj. He said that the victims have been shifted to schools and tents and provided pipes required for drinking water. Also, the relief materials including food grains, clothes and health supplies have been provided to the victims. The victims have been complained that they are suffering from the cold due to being forced to live in tents. The newly appointed Governor of Nepal Rashtra Bank, Dr. Bishwanath Paudel, has taken up office today. Assuming his office at NRB Central Office at Balwarta today, Governor Dr. Paudel reaffirmed his commitment to prioritize supervision of banks and financial sector. The Governor pledged to adopt the monetary measures that would facilitate smooth implementation of the government's fiscal policy. He assured of holding consultative meetings with various stakeholders while deciding the NRB's policies. The Chief Justice Prakash Man Singh Raut administered the oath of office and secrecy to the newly appointed governor today. He also called on Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Finance Bishnu Prasad Paudel at the latter's office today itself. The report of the Legislation Management Committee on the Ship Operation and Management Bill 2081-BS has been submitted to the National Assembly today. Chairperson of the committee, Tulasa Kumari Dahal, presented the report in the meeting of the Upper House of the Federal Parliament. Similarly, the meeting unanimously approved the proposal to consider the Tourism Bill 2081. The bill presented by Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Badri Prasad Pandey, in the meeting was unanimously approved by the Assembly after a principled discussion. Responding to the issues raised in the discussion on the bill, Minister Pandey said he would support the bill by having a lively discussion in the Legislative Management Committee of the National Assembly to enrich it. The Public Account Committee under the House of Representatives has decided to direct the Anti-Graft Body Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, to investigate the corruption in the construction of Pokhara airports. In a meeting held today, the committee's chairperson, Rishikesh Pokhrel, said it has decided to send the report prepared by the subcommittee led by the committee member Rajendra Lingden to the authority for further investigation. The subcommittee had prepared the report concluding that more than 10 billion rupees had been corrupted during the construction of the airport. Health Minister Pradeep Paudal has called for stronger global cooperation to ensure equitable access to healthcare. Speaking at the 78th World Health Assembly in Geneva, Health Minister Paudal emphasized the need to align global resources and priorities to address current and emerging health challenges. Minister Paudal also highlighted Nepal's progress in reducing maternal and child mortality, eradicating polio, expanding vaccination, and strengthening basic health services. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
विदेश गए परी चिंता की ना करने
नेपाल टेलीकॉम को इंटरनेशनल रोमिंग लेने
जहाँ भए परी पाउनु होस हामी सँगै
कल गर्नुस डेटा चलाउनुस संसार भरि सजिलै
नेपाल टेलिकम को इन्टरनेशनल रोमिंग सेवा सुचारू गर्न *14*15 *7# डायल गरी वा नेपाल टेलिकम को एप बाट पनि गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Minister for Defence Manbir Rai asserted that the Nepali Army is capable of dealing with any kind of problems or disaster that may arise in the country. At an interaction organised by the Ministry of Defence at Soleri in Solukhumbu today, Minister Rai shared that Nepali Army has been equipped to respond to any kind of natural disaster, crisis and emergency. Minister Rai lauded the Nepali Army's active and rapid response in dealing with disasters such as flood, landslide and outbursts of glacial lakes, inundation and earthquake among others. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. A Russian missile strike on a training exercise in Ukraine's semi-border region has killed 6 servicemen and wounded more than 10 others, says Ukraine's National Guard. The BBC cited state news agency TASS as saying up to 70 people had died in the accident. Earlier, Russia's defense ministry released a video purporting to show an Iskander missile attack on a training camp. The Sumy region has come under repeated bombardment and Ukraine launched a months-long occupation of part of Russia's neighboring Kursk region from there. The Ukrainian military said the aim of the offensive had been to help create a buffer zone to protect Sumy, but some have complained of the scale of military losses. A bomb attack on a school bus in Pakistan's Balochistan region has killed at least 5 people and injured dozens. The BBC cited the police as saying the bus was carrying around 40 school children when it exploded at about 2:40 GMT just outside the remote town of Khuzdar. Police said 3 of the 5 people killed are children. No group has claimed responsibility for the incident so far. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Koshi, Madhya Kandagi, Lumbini and Sudhir Pashchim provinces and the hilly regions of the country and mainly fair to partly cloudy in the rest of the country. There are also chances of light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning at a few places of Koshi, Madhya Kandagi, Lumbini and Sudhir Pashchim provinces and is likely to occur at one or two places of the rest of the country. Possibility of rain and snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Humla's District Administration Office reports that victims of the glacial lake outburst in Tilgaon have been relocated to safe places and provided with relief supplies. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology projects more than average rainfall and heat during this year's monsoon period. Newly appointed Governor Dr. Bishwanath Powdal pledges to adopt monetary measures for facilitating smooth implementation of government's fiscal policy. Public Account Committee decides to direct anti-graft body CIAA to investigate the conclusion of corruption in construction of Pokhara Airport, and 6 Ukrainian soldiers killed in Russian strike on training exercise. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.